So we go face off hockey show. Stanley Cup's over. Season's over. Awards show tonight. Draft on Friday. Who knows what we're going to talk about? Mark's in a hotel. Things could get cray. Don't know what that means either. Let's get lit up. I don't know. Bye. Let's face off hockey show now.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Choose your command. You have chosen
the Face Off Hockey Show.
I mean, hockey is my life. I'll go on hockey anywhere right now.
The Face Off Hockey Show. What? With Scotty Waz. Sean O.
And a breakaway. Thanks to
and the P-Boys, Johnny. And Mark with a C.
Yeah, baby.
Here's your host for the Face Off Hockey Show, Scotty Waz.
Welcome. It's another Face Off Hockey Show. Before we get started, apparently YouTube, Google Hangouts online, whatever on air is going away. We're going to have to find some kind of new medium.
They told me today.
Perfect. Maybe
But it says for quick streaming, try youtube.com/webcam. So maybe next week we try that. Or we go back to Skype call.
Exactly. We do a Skype tape show. That's probably why we had to verify our live streaming app abilities a couple weeks back.
What is this? YouTube.com what?
/webcam. Mark's with us at the beginning of the show too, everybody. This is what we have for a late start of a show.
This is the first time that I've, and I look a little whitewashed, I know.
It's okay. Listen, Windows, better? Yeah, no, Windows 98's working great.
Is that because you're moving farther into Virginia?
Listen, that is true. I am. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, I don't remember. I don't care.
It's fine. You were looking up the YouTube.
The first time I've heard the Face Off Hockey Show entrance theme in a very long time.
Right. It has been. Well, let's get on the good foot and do the bad thing. Johnny, how was your week?
Week was good.
Got a new camera, I see.
Holy hell.
I did get another.
Pretty cool. Sorry, go ahead.
What happened? Is it the beginning of the show you get to talk about your week? Is that what you're like cool about? I went down and watched Hudson play soccer on Sunday morning. And by play soccer, I mean kick a soccer ball, but he's really good at doing that. He's also really good at cleaning up. So he was cleaning up. The bubbles were a fantastic hit. Then we went to Mark's house. Mark grilled up some stuff. And we had Father's Day, so that was fun. I was sick most of the weekend, though.
There you go.
So I had that going for me. This week, not bad. Yeah, I did get a new camera. I got a new old camera. I've been stalking, Nikon D3, which is like 10 years old now, and a 12 megapixel camera, but, shoots 11 frames per second.
Wow.
So I'm trying to figure out how that works.
Point the thing and it clicks.
Well, it's a lot more professional now, so I actually have to learn how, like, apertures and ISOs and all that kind of stuff works. So, the batteries are, like, this big. It's hilarious. They're, like, they're massive.
Jesus.
So we'll see. Maybe it'll be a second shooter. Maybe I can put the wide-angle lens and get some more good shots. I had some black bears, some billet mob.
Are you going to be taking pictures of the black bears from the grassy knoll, John?
Yes.
So but, from the second rink. There's a second rink now.
I'll have two shooters. Two shooters in the guest in the away team corner.
Nice.
So we'll see. Lots of soccer going on as well.
Sean Leahy just unveiled his Professional Hockey Writers Association NHL awards ballot. So he's got that going for him.
His ballot?
His ballot. So we'll talk about that in a bit. Why is you updating Google? Anyway.
Google's trying to screw everybody. I do have some face-off hockey scotch for the end of the season. Season's over. We're in full-on off-season mode at this point. Well, I am.
Yes.
You have to work.
I still have to work. Yeah, I have two more days to work.
You have to work this
weekend. Full-on off-season.
Full-on off-season. Six fries for a dollar.
Beautiful. Marcus Aurelius, how was your
John told you about most of my weekend.
All right, perfect.
Pretty much most of my weekend. I don't think I did anything too crazy.
Are you still in a hotel in Virginia?
I am. I am. Is my audio coming in late? It probably is.
There's a little delay. You're fine.
I told Mark it was awesome before the show. He and I were just talking to each other. And at one point, he said something to me, and I look up, and he's drinking, but the audio is still coming through. And I was like, oh, that's a great trick. We should try that during the show.
Yeah. I'll have to get another beer. Mm. But, I'm in Norfolk currently.
Oh.
As you can see from the lovely hotel room behind me.
Is it at Hampton Inn? Because that would be ironic.
Close. What, because I'm in Hampton?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's it's a La Quinta.
Oh. Perfect.
The Hilton Garden Inn. I don't think I'm staying at this.
Come on, guys. Oh, that's right. You have status.
There you go. Get that mile. Get that miles. Get that diamond. Double diamond.
So the weekend was mostly me just packing up and getting ready to move next week.
Nice.
We move in 8 days. Nine days.
Nine times. Well, that's good.
You got yourself a pretty big birthday present this year.
Yes. I did. I don't need any more birthday presents after that.
At least for the next.
To buy me a Switch.
Right? Well, there you go.
I mean, with all the work travel I'm doing.
Yeah, that should have been. You should have bought that over a house.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I don't know what I was thinking.
I
can think of the amount of Switches I could have bought for house money.
And think of how much Hudson would be able to enjoy it, too, at a young age.
Could build a house out of Switches.
Ooh, Switch house. Nice. July 9th is Cow Appreciation Day at Chick-fil-A. If you dress up like a cow, you get free Chick-fil-A. The show is not sponsored by Chick-fil-A. I don't know how we get sponsorship anymore. So,
did you hear that on Father's Day they were giving away free Chick-fil-A to fathers?
Oh, yeah? On Father's Day?
It was Sunday.
Yeah.
What a dick.
Did you get yours, Scott?
Did I? I broke in and made my own.
They're like, sir, not again this year.
Sir, please, sir. I got a camera, too. I decided last week when we had our little discussion that your boy needed one of these. So, a little GoPro action.
Okay.
I will be taking this to the draft.
Are you being a goalie?
Yes. Well, no, I'm just going to the draft, and I'm going to be a
vlogger. Are you going to wear it?
I got one of these annoyingly extendable thing. God damn it, you tripod, get out of here. So I got these annoyingly extendable.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Look at how that, I can just hang it like that, and it's like it's following me. It's like a stalker. It's like a fucking nine iron, honestly. So,
You should strap it to your chest, and then when Chun Leahy comes up, be like, my eyes are up here.
Sir, my eyes are up here, sir.
And yeah. I want, if I don't have video coverage of Chun Leahy ordering beer with meats, then I think we're missing the point of having this camera.
You know what? We should just stop a podcast then. We should just stop the entire podcast if we can't find a place that pairs beers with meats and having Sean Leahy there. That should be his new bit. He goes to places everywhere he travels and finds a place where there's meat and beer and he tries to order it. and Dave Lozo's there yelling at him.
Just for no reason whatsoever.
Not, like, Dave no reason.
Like, Lozo just happened to be eating at the same place. Like, he's not part of the show or anything. He just,
he's
like,
across the room.
He just happened to be there.
You just hear in the distance, damn it, John!
Yep. Man. And then Trevor has to come out and fix it all because Leahy can't order his own beer. He wants a big ginger with his duck jerky.
Excuse me, sir. Aiden made this beer and bacon combo. You should have it and not have this ginger snap thing you want, you pale fuck.
I'd love to see if Sean Leahy runs in. Google told me that I should invite everyone tonight, so I did.
I saw that. That's
they
like
probably
doing...
did that because they were like, guess what? Google Live is going away. You might as well get it in while you can.
It's like the corrective text where you just keep hitting the middle one to create a sentence.
Yep, pretty much.
Good times.
Did you want to add? Definitely. Did you want to add? Yep.
Of course.
Although it did catch me because I added myself to the email and it's like, did you mean Mark Patonzo? I'm like, actually I did. You're right. Thank you, Google.
Sean Leahy again.
Anyway.
Oh, I have a secondary drink as well for a little bit later and or when I get tired of the scotch. Apparently, Mellow Yellow has picked up some stars.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
They might have won 5 World Cups, it appears.
They're the 5-star general of soft drinks, Johnny.
Oh, is that why they have their stripes on the back?
Yeah.
So Mellow Yellow has gone green.
Yeah, I think it's military appreciation gimmick.
To the men and women in uniform, Mellow Yellow salutes you.
Nice.
So I got this as well. Nice. I like how Mellow Yellow goes gimmicky cans.
They do. They enjoy the gimmicks.
It's almost like a NASCAR.
Right? But they don't sponsor one. It's odd.
Yet. Right. Or anymore.
Anymore.
They
did
at some point, right?
Yeah, Kyle Petty back in the day. I'm also eating because I just got home not too long ago.
That's fine. So, I mean, you can eat.
I'm in off-season mode. Go fuck yourself.
We're technically not even monetizing our show right now, so.
Right?
Whatever, man.
Yeah, Mark knows what's up.
What the hell? Had I known, I would have brought down chips because that's what I have in my house.
Should
have
brought. Go buy a closer.
And by chips, I mean I have the two guys riding motorcycles. They're in my house.
Right? Oh, that's great. Eric Estrada, come on down.
Speaking of chips, Ruffles in the grocery store.
We don't bow down to sponsors.
You know,
what type of Ruffles are those?
What are they?
Mozzarella and marinara.
Oh, fucking piece of the pizza pasta.
Well, could you get more Italian chips?
Yeah, you could.
They're not bad, actually. Believe it or not.
Chris says he's eating also. Everybody's eating except me.
Damn, Johnny.
I feel bad. I feel left out. Maybe this is why I'm drinking by myself.
Yeah, that's it.
So should I go with my next drink is a layer cake, a fine Malbec from the Napa region of California, or another Guinness draft?
Was it Malbec, the place where Alf was from? That was Melmac.
Yeah,
sorry.
That sounds more like Melmac.
Sorry. I don't know. You know what? See what fancies you. You're Mr. Manager, so you can decide what you want to drink. All right, let's get to some news. Da 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 da. Hey, guess what? The Blues won the Stanley Cup. Thank God. In big fashion too. They kind of beat the shit. It's funny. The St. Louis or the Boston Bruins open the season getting stomped and end the season getting stomped. Perfect storybook ending.
AJ's not eating, so. He's on team not eating.
Oh, I thought you were about to say he was on Tinder. I'm like, well, hey, play your cards right. You'll be eating tonight too, son.
Oh, hello.
Anyway.
Wow. Maybe this is why we're not monetizing our show.
Right. Hey, let's get to some injuries because the Boston Bruins dropped a lot of shells.
Oh, damn it. I just put that music away. Hold on.
Motherfucker.
I thought you, so you messed me up because you were like, let's go to news, blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, okay, maybe that's the music. So I, now I'm just stalling so that I can get back into my Gmail and play here. Now we won't get tagged.
Oh, yeah. Who's down and out with some blues? Maybe some black and bruised. It's the Face-Off Hockey Show Injury Report.
So obviously, with everything going on, the good old injury reports come out. And, of course, Zdeno Chara was a man who was broke his jaw. It was broken in five or six places. He needed plates and screws and everything. He's out 5 to 6 weeks.
Out so from got, what?
Huh?
Out from what?
Puck to the face. Out from training and being a giant.
Okay. Like, I can get everybody's out 5 to 6 weeks.
Sure, no, probably more. Also, there's a, I think Ryan O'Reilly said he played with broken ribs. One of the big condescending ones was stupid Louis DeBrusque, not Louis DeBrusque, Jake DeBrusque playing with a concussion since the first round.
Yeah, that seemed really dumb.
Whoa.
Uh-oh, now we're echoing.
We talk about Ginger Fox and he shows up. Oh,
we're echoing.
Yeah, someone's...
I'm doing my running.
Obviously, without headphones, and we're all echoey.
Without headphones,
great time.
Can't give you a heads up. It's got to be a surprise.
No headphones, you fuck.
Headphones, you fuck.
Headphones. It's not fancy.
He's also in a white room.
What are you headphones for?
Yeah,
I can hear you.
Are you in Van City right now?
I am. Oh. I just checked into my room a little while ago.
Hey, look at you. Hey. Are you staying at the Dufferin?
Yes, you might see some cats walking around in the background.
The tranny show is going to be done in a minute, so you'll be fine.
Yeah, that's just Mark. Mark with a K in the tranny show.
Wonderful.
It's some guy fixing a car out there.
Oh, goodness. Probably seeing Mr. Lady this way, probably.
I hope so.
Perhaps. Is there anything going on tomorrow? I have no idea.
Just the prospects availability.
I meant for the party life, not work life.
The party's wherever you're at, baby.
Oh, you know it, buddy. So it's going to be at the Ramada Inn. I'm not staying there, but it's going to be at the Ramada Inn.
We were wondering if you scouted out any place in Vancouver where you could get meat and beer.
No. I leave that to other people who know more about that stuff than I apparently do.
So Scotty.
Right. We figured a new bit, Sean, should be just going to places that serve meat and beers in pairs. And then you being able to order it. And Dave Loza follows you around and just shells at you.
I like that idea for a bit.
Bit, it's a lifestyle. So it's funny you come on here because we're just talking about your PWHA Palat. And by just talking about it, I mean I said, hey, Sean Leahy put out his ballot.
Yeah, it feels like I did that like 500 years ago. Back in early April.
I don't know what I think. I'm getting really fucked up with this echoing. So
I think we just not hearing and keep moving on.
Okay. Kucherov is an MVP. Smart idea. What else did you have there?
Giordano for Norris, Pedersen for Calder, followed by Binnington and Heiskanen.
Do you think because Binnington's like 85 years old that hurted him?
No, I think what hurt him was the fact that he only played, 25, 26 starts. And, Pedersen's obviously there for the whole season. So if Binnington had done that the whole season, I could definitely see him probably getting the edge over Pedersen if he had those, similar type numbers.
Let's see. What else do you have here? You had Binnington as your rookie goaltender, so you got that going for you.
Well, there was no other rookie goaltender, really, right?
I don't know.
Carter Hart.
He didn't have enough games, right?
Can he still be a rookie next year?
Yeah, I think so.
Ooh.
Let's take a look at that.
Carter Hart for the Cowder. Not the Hart.
Not the Hart.
More like Cowder Hart.
Cowder Hart.
Oh. Jeez.
Nope. He's ineligible. He played 31 games this season.
Oh. Well, then. So he played as many games as...
How did he get 31 games in for the Flyers when they started 17 goalies?
Well, they started those like 17 goalies really before he came on the scene. And then once he showed up and they finally called him up, that's when that position finally got settled.
Okay.
So that means they played 17 goalies in the first 42 games.
Yeah, like they had Antero Nitamaki, you know, Ron Hextall had a couple games in that. It's crazy.
Roman Čechmánek.
Yeah, Čechmánek came back. He flew in for a night. They're actually doing, you know, they were inducting him into the Hall of Fame. They're like, oh, by the way, you got to play tonight. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, new rule for any goalie inducted into the Philly Hall of Fame. You start, actually. Sorry.
I think Briz got to start. He just happened to show up with his kids. And
his kid got to start.
Yeah, I mean, you got to do what you got to do, right?
Lady Bing, the worthless award. Alexander Barkov.
Yeah, can we just have the referees vote on that? Like, that would make the most sense.
I think so.
But then Wes McCauley gives it to himself.
By the way, in terms of overrated people, Wes McCauley right up there with Renee Rankford.
Oh, you take that back about Renee.
Fuck him.
Sweet, sweet Renee.
Fuck him and his stupid hairdo.
Don't be jealous because he has hair.
Wow. I don't want that hair at all.
How many fist bumps can you do? He could probably go all night. You'd probably be down for it too.
I don't know. Jan? Now here's the thing. The fist bump is taking a bump off his fist, like coke?
Well, why do you think he's so enthusiastic? He does that before he goes out there.
I wonder if he mixes that in Viagra.
It's a hell of a night.
There is one shortcoming to your list. You don't have Ovechkin at both left and right wing.
Well, I tried, but I figured Pastrnak, Kane, and Kucherov were better right wingers than Ovi this year. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is that good. He could play wherever. I was even going to have him on defense, but I decided against it.
Everyone would have laughed. So you're content with considering you did this a year and a half ago?
I guess so. I mean, nothing to me looks crazy. I did a lot of research. I spent like 3 days kind of mulling over a lot of these decisions. Some of them were pretty easy, like the rookie team and, you know, certain awards was pretty, you know, pretty easy to do. But sure, yeah.
And thank you for not putting Connor McDavid in the Hart Trophy candidate.
I'm not like a hard fast. Oh, if you don't make the playoffs, you can't win the Hart. I just feel like he had a great year because you go down that road and then you could use that argument for so many different ways. Like, how many years could Carey Price have really been a Hart Trophy winner with the Canadiens because he was so good and the rest of the team sucked? You know, it's just. You look at Kucherov's year. No, you look at Kucherov, Ovechkin, Crosby, Johnny Gaudreau, Marchand. You know, those guys all had phenomenal years on really good teams. So just because Connor didn't make the playoffs, that's not the reason why I let them off my ballot. I just felt those five guys had provided more value to their team because, you know, under those guidelines, Connor could win the next 10 Hart trophies because the Oilers are not going to be any good and he's going to be getting, you know, 50 goals and 100 points every year.
Well, thank God when he goes to Seattle, he'll be with a contender. thankful for that.
You know, I did about 3 days worth of research to this show. I mean, total, like 18 years.
Right, exactly.
Wait, did you just say you've only been on the show three times in the last 18 years? Because that makes sense.
Well, you got to go. Nailed it.
This is the first time Leahy's been on with Mark and I in like 4 years.
Yeah, but it's just, I know your tricks. It's just mirrors. I know.
See, that's, he figured it out because that's why Mark's camera's so bad.
Hey, look, Sean Leahy.
Oh. Yeah, Mark's like filming a softcore porn right now, I guess. Right?
Well, he did just get a new house, so I'm sure he's used to that whole in through the back door.
Somehow.
When we start hearing the sexy saxophone, that's when we know he's logging off.
Logging off to get logged in. You know what, Sean? It's great that you're here because we can talk about this draft weekend as part of our Patreon pick. Chris, Matthew, Damon, Mark, Krista, Brian, Jeff, Kevin, Ethan, Mitch, Angela, and some guy named Sean. Patreon.com. He can be a sexy minx at one. Patreon.com. The draft hype train hasn't been big this year, John. I'm not going to lie to you. Aside from Jack Hughes and Capo Caco, that's about it. What do you feel about this draft coming up? What important things do I need to know before I fly up tomorrow?
Well, I think what maybe hurt the build up to the draft was the final going seven games, which hadn't been the case in 8 years. So I mean, literally a week ago tonight, the Stanley Cup was handed out, and now a week later, we're talking draft. So you don't have like those 2 weeks where things shift to the awards and to the draft. And yeah, I mean, you have two guys up top with Hughes and Kako, and every draft analyst you read says, you know, they're great players, but it's not, you know, Connor McDavid and Jack Eichel and Austin Matthews, that level of player. They're two very good players. So you don't have like these generational talents. Also, too, you know, the Devils have the top overall pick, so you're not getting that huge market, you know, coverage crush if it was like a bigger market team, like if the Blackhawks were picking one or the Leafs like they did a couple years ago or something like that. So, I mean, the draft really starts at three, right? It's going to be Hughes to New Jersey. It's going to be Kako to the Rangers, and then whatever Chicago does. If they go with Alex Turcotte, who is not Darren Turcotte's son, who, you know, that's important information that I learned in the last 2 weeks once I started doing draft research. And then you have, you know, Bowen Byram, the defenseman from the local boy from Vancouver. You got Kirby Dach, Cole Caulfield, who lit up the national team of the program. So really just the draft starts at three, and then the dominoes will kind of fall from there.
I'm at a point now where all these names seem like creative player names when you go deep into an NHL season, and then they just start generating combination of names together.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of kids from the WHL in there, so we all know how creative the Western Hockey League gets with their names, and those kids will obviously be soon will start moving their way into the NHL. So, we get all of those, you know, 13 different spellings of Aiden somehow taken.
Basically, everyone who's going to serve you bacon and beer, their names are. But yeah, but after the draft starts at 3, it's very wild. And then we just learn that we're back to Montreal, everybody.
Oh, boy.
We're back to reruns. This is going to be the second rerun for me, maybe, possibly, who knows.
I thought we were just going to go bowling next year.
That's in August.
Oh, okay. We still have to go to the draft.
Yeah, we can still go.
All right.
I could puke over a cab driver again. It's going to be great.
True.
Who's typing? Sean Lee, he's
typing. I'm multitasking.
Are you? What are you writing?
I'm writing an email to somebody.
Oh, nice.
Good.
He's trying to find beef jerky places.
That's probably what we're going to be able to afford. Because, boy howdy. Vancouver's expensive, kids. Not going to lie to you.
Yes.
I'm staying at the University of British Columbia. So, not even enrolled there. There you go. What did you think about the Stanley Cup? You were there.
Yeah.
You enjoyed it.
How were your travels?
It was long. It was a long 19 days. Obviously, a lot of us were not happy that the Blues couldn't close it out in six. So we could go home. But look, 7 games of the Stanley Cup final. Can't go wrong with that. And it was a good series, a good physical series, but also a lot of a lot of talent out there on the ice. And it was, to me, I mean, to me, the better story won, because just the Blues season as a whole was just incredible. So for them to cap it off with the Stanley Cup, it really makes you look back at when they fired Mike Yeo, and Doug Armstrong is talking about, you know, how his coaching search may go take him to Europe, to NCAA. And, you know, a certain writer for NBC is writing how maybe Doug Armstrong should be fired if things don't work out. And lo and behold, 6 months later, he's lifting the Stanley Cup. So, and obviously with the Binnington stuff coming out of nowhere, and then finally having a goaltender because Jake Allen just couldn't do the job, and Ryan O'Reilly just being a beast for that series, and really for most of the playoffs. I mean, he was just fantastic, and just you'd see the Blues win.
When I saw Ryan O'Reilly, it was like he was a runaway SUV, and the Bruins were Tim Hortons.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Daddy does not forget.
Nope. One of the best stories of the summer of 2015.
That was 2015?
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
Wow. That's crazy.
But why is that crazy, Joe? Is it because
time flies, man, and we're getting old, we're going to die.
Miles here.
Speaking of death, what's happening, everybody?
Lyle, are you coming to the draft next year?
I haven't been formally invited onto the show yet.
So. Doesn't he know?
I haven't been formally invited on the show yet.
I said, thinking of death, here's Lyle Richardson.
We'll have to wait and see on that one. Because we gotta
just pretend like we hear him.
We got a thing going on.
Good point, Lyle. Yeah, good point.
Can you hear me?
Wait, I can hear Lyle.
I can't.
You can't hear Lyle?
No.
I wonder, we have an echo.
Lyle is like everyone else is.
I'm getting some crazy echo going on here from some
Sean
of you guys.
It's John Mikey.
I can hear everybody, right?
I can hear Sean perfectly.
And Sean can't hear you. All right. This is what Google Hangouts is.
Really, this is the perfect show. I can't hear Lyle. This is perfect.
Oh, no. That's a Mark dig. That's a dig for Mark.
That's not fair.
Well, I usually can't hear Mark because he doesn't show up, so.
No. Absentee host. No.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, I hear Lyle and an echo, so that's why Sean can't hear him.
You want me to come out and come back in?
Yeah, see what you can. Pop out and pop in.
All right, I'll do that.
Let's see if you can echo.
That's what she said.
Hey-o.
That's later on in the afternoon bed over there.
On the other double bed?
You have one double bed for the dirty business and one double bed for the other business. And by the way, it was July 2015. When Ryan O'Reilly just ran into a Tim Hortons. It was a truck, not an SUV.
Quite the drive-through.
Hey-o!
Still getting the reverb there.
Yeah, because Sean Leahy didn't pack earbuds, so... Getting the second one. And
the volume down. The volume down.
Can you hear Lyle, Sean?
Can you hear me, Sean?
Nope.
Can you go hang out the shit in the bed?
That's okay. I'll jump off. I'll watch the awards. You guys can chat with Lyle.
All right, buddy. I'll see you tomorrow.
See you, Sean.
Send pictures.
Bye, Sean. Copy of whatever the movie is going to be called.
I'll figure that out later.
A League of Their Own.
Jeez.
Wow.
There he goes, and we have no echo anymore.
And there goes the reverb. Yeah.
It was either that or a white man can't hump, but I figured that. I had to say that after Leahy left. So
smart.
God, I love those movies on Skinamax.
Right? Who didn't?
Skinamax.
Let's blow by some things. We did the Patreon thing. Lyler, are you surprised by the lack of draft hype?
Yeah, there is kind of a little bit of a lack of one this year. I mean, it's kind of surprising. I mean, you know, when you've got Jack Hughes and Capocacco, yeah. Two really, really good young top prospects, but maybe it's just because everybody knows they're going to go 1-2, and regardless of which team gets them, I mean, they're both going to get good players. So maybe beyond them, there's kind of a lack of hype after that. I don't know, but, you know, hey, maybe we'll see a lot of trades and that'll overcome some of that, I guess. I don't know.
And yes, we are back in reruns, like we mentioned, Montreal 2020.
I saw that. I'm sitting there going, how pissed is Toronto right now? Going, Jesus Christ, you know, we asked for that for our 100th anniversary and you said, no, too soon. You know?
Well, listen, they got the Larry O'Brien trophy. They're doing fine.
Oh, yeah. Don't mind the stampedes and the gunplay. It's all good.
No, it's all right.
Yeah.
Lyle, they're trying to be an NBA city, so they have to have that. They have to have that.
Yeah. Like I said, the draft next year, well, that's going to depend if I get credentialed.
There you go.
That's what that's going to come down. But that will not stop, you know, the 2020 Big Stan Invitational.
Right. August 2020. We're going to have that.
That will not stop that.
We're going to have that 2020 vision.
It's
going to be great.
Yep.
All right, Lyle. We had a lot of moves this week.
Philly, yeah. Let's get to it.
Philly, especially.
Oh, Philly! There's the Flyers we know. And
there we
love.
Go. Kevin Hayes got traded. Was that last week? He got traded for
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
Sign him long term deal. What is it? 7 years. For
7 years, $7.14 million a season. That is about $1.5 million more than he's worth per season. There's the Flyers we know and love.
Oh, there's a tasty.
And probably like 2 or 3 seasons too long.
Well, yeah, that too. Absolutely. Too long a tenure and too much money. Good Lord. But I'm telling you.
He said there were more moves this week than the day after eating Taco Bell.
But man, like that's just vintage Islanders or vintage Islanders, vintage Flyers, vintage Islanders too.
Wow.
No, but vintage Flyers, you go out and you trade for a guy who's like a month away from UFA eligibility. You then basically bid against yourself and overpay the guy for way too long. Like, man, is somebody sure is that Chuck Fletcher or the ghost of Bob Clark and Paul Holmgren combined running this team now? Cause holy crap, man. That was crazy.
Yeah, Chris says the Flyers are doing what the Rangers did in the early 90s.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we all know how that ended.
Or, sorry, late 90s,
late
early
90s.
2000s.
Yeah. Oh, I knew what he meant. We all know how that ended.
I can't read.
Badly.
It happens.
But I did, to be fair, though, I did like the swapping out Gudas for Niskanen. I like that move on their part. Well, I mean, because the Caps had to shed salary, so, you know, and the Flyers had plenty of cap room, so hey, why not grab this guy for 2 years who can act as a mentor for your young defenseman, help take some of the burden off him, and the same thing with Justin Braun. I like that move, too. Same thing, right? So he comes in, he's a stay-at-home guy, you know, again, he'll be a good mentor and leader and bring some experience to that young defense corps, so I like those moves. I thought they were very good moves. But Kevin Hayes, oi, I hesitate to say Lucic 2.0, but.
Ooh, woof.
Two out of three ain't bad.
Mm-hmm. That's not a knock against Kevin Hayes. I want people to understand that. If I'm sitting here knocking a guy's contract, it's not a knock against the player. Like, listen, if a team's going to get stupid and pay him more than he's worth, that's not the player's fault.
No, you take that money and run.
Oh my God! Yes, absolutely. Even if they end up buying you out of your crazy stupid deal, you know, when there's 2 or 3 years left on it. So what? You made your money. You're good. Eh, maybe he'll surprise us. I hope. Honestly, I hope he does. I hope he surprises us and plays well. But I don't think he'll ever play well enough to justify over $7 million a season.
Nope, not at all.
No.
Then Justin Braun. On the team as well.
Yeah, like I said, I like that addition.
Congrats to him. Mm-hmm. Metro Boomin the Metro Division is becoming a landmine for everything. Jacob Trouba going to the Rangers. Neil Punk and the 20th pick going to Winnipeg. Oh, boy. Winnipeg, did they have to get rid of Trouba? I would think.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah, maybe. They had to. Yeah. And I know there's a lot of Jets fans that are understandably kind of upset with the return they got. Punk, listen, hey, he's, you know, I think he's going to be a reliable top four D man. He's probably not going to develop into that first pairing guy the way Trouba did, but you know, I think he'll fit in all right there. I don't think that's a necessarily a bad return. And hey, you got back your first round pick that you gave up, in the Kevin Hayes deal back in February. But honestly, I don't think that Cheveldayoff's done here. You know, I think he can offset that by the next move that he may be making. And there's talk of maybe shopping Nick Ehlers to Carolina, maybe for one of their right shot D-men. That would be either Justin Faulk or Brett Pesce or Dougie Hamilton or Trevor Van Riemsdyk. And out of those four, I think we're looking at Faulk, Hamilton, and Pesce. And out of those three, I think we're looking at Faulk. But yeah. Depends, though. He's got a modified no trade, though, too, so he might not want to go to Winnipeg. But
it's true.
Yeah.
But
I don't see Dougie Hamilton on the move again. I don't see him on the, even though I know he came up in trade chatter, but he played well for them this year, and especially in the playoffs, I thought he played well for them. So, and I don't see them moving Pesce either. But hey, if you can get him, if they're willing to part with Pesce to get Nick Ehlers, well, I think that could be a deal that works well for both clubs. But we'll see. Cheveldayoff, I don't think he's done. I don't think he's done. He needs to, he's either going to, if he trades a guy like Ehlers, it's either going to be to bring in another top four defenseman or a second line center to play alongside Line A.
And let's go around the horn at the Caps fans. Thoughts on Niskanen being outski there, Johnny and Mark?
Yeah, I can understand why it needed to happen. Apparently, Philly fans were pissed that Radko Gudas was gone, in addition to them picking up some of the salary, because many of them believed that he was a better defenseman last year anyway. I think the numbers might even speak to that. But, you know, Niskanen was a huge part of the Stanley Cup run last year. He's been on the team for, I don't know, what, 3 or 4 years now? So, yeah, it's sad to see him go, but it's a business, and I'm sure he'll do just fine in Philly.
Indeed. Johnny?
Yeah. It was interesting to me because I didn't realize that Niskanen was on the trading block. And then all of a sudden it came up on my phone that said that the Caps traded Niskanen. And I was like, oh, okay. I mean, to me, I guess that just means that, Nick Jensen and Michael Kempney will have bigger roles on the defense for the Capitals next season. And I mean, the Flyers picked up $1 million of Gudas' contract. And somebody asked me, like, why Radko Gudas? Like, because he's an asshole.
Right. He'll make Tom Wilson look good.
I was just going to say, if you're going to play the Caps next year, you're going to need your head on a swivel with Wilson and Gudas kicking around.
Yeah, and Brooks Orpik will be gone. So,
yeah, that's
like,
true.
I guess you kind of need somebody like that on the D line. And none of the D right now is that big, bruising, hitting guy. So maybe the Caps were like, we need to bring in somebody. Plus, he only has a one-year contract. He's only got 1 year left on his contract. So
yeah.
If it doesn't work, he can go.
Right. What's the salary cap looking at? There's a lot of people saying it's going to be under 82.
This is awesome.
I know. Yeah. Initially, it was projected to be 83, but it could come in somewhere between 81.5 to 82.1. They're going to be hashing out the details of it. Elliot Friedman had a good breakdown on this as to why, it's going to be lower than projected. Part of it is that the league and the PA, I think they want to kind of agree to a lower sort of cap level for the next 2 years, sort of for the sake of labor peace, if for nothing else, because as we know, they're currently working on trying to do up a new CBA extension. There's also the new US TV deal as well. that's going to be kicking in 2021. And right now, nobody really knows how big that's going to be and all that. So I think they're just kind of trying to keep things in a conservative estimate. So on the one hand, I can certainly understand from a that business standpoint as to why both the league and the players, because a lower cap than expected as well also means lower escrow for next season. So again, you know, I can understand it from that standpoint. But if you're a cap-strapped team, oh man, now you're going to have about a mil and a half less than what you thought you were going to have to work with, and that's just going to make things even worse. But to compound the problem, and I saw this on Deadspin's, I think it was Barry Pachetsky, I think, was commenting on this, saying that why, you know, the NHL isn't expected to announce the finalized cap for this for next season until the middle of the draft. That means Saturday. So, you know, like, I know, right? Like, you've got teams right now that are in the middle of they're trying to sign extensions. They're getting ready for free agency, you know, for players they want to talk to, they're interested to bring in. They're, you know, you got teams that are looking to shed salary, so they're trying to make deals. I mean, that's already started. And in the middle of all this, leading up into the draft, one of the busiest times for player movement in, on the calendar, and nobody knows for sure what the cap is going to be for next season. You won't know until the middle of the fucking draft. Like, come on, man. You could have sorted that shit out by now.
Hashtag.
Exactly. What fun is that?
You know what would be great is if Gary Bettman comes out in the beginning of day two. He's like, I've got an announcement to make. The salary cap next year will be $81.9 million. You see somebody stand up at a desk that goes, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Just like walks out.
Mr. Shanahan, please sit down.
flips their draft table over, storms out of the room.
Oh man, the Toronto Maple Leafs are gonna be terrible.
Like the Toronto Maple Leafs are already over the cap. They only have signed 16 players.
Right, yeah.
Oh, you what know, about Vegas? Vegas is at 83.1 right now. And Wolf. They've got to try and re-sign William Karlsson, who's going to, I would say you're probably with him looking at six, if you're lucky, a season. You know, cause he's got arbitration rights too, this year again. So they got to try and re-sign him. And that means that like there's talk that they might try and ship out, Colin Miller. Cody Eakins, they could try and move him out. Ryan Reeves, they could try and move him out. Anything they can do. They're even, looking to look at trying to move, David Clarkson's contract. As we all know, Clarkson is all but retired now because of injury.
He did put in a no trade clause.
Well, by the rules of his contract, he has to submit his 18 team no trade list.
But right? I love if he would come back.
Yeah. But they are trying to move the, although I dare say that, if they say, David, listen, we can move your contract to, I don't know, let's just say for shits and giggles, Ottawa, you know, and if Ottawa, you know, but Ottawa's not on your list, I'm sure it'd be like, yeah, you know, he's in don't care mode as far as that goes. But, yeah, bit of a mess.
Yeah, a little bit of a mess. If I'm, at what point do you just start offer sheeting everybody? I think William Karlsson, underrated guy in terms of being suggested to an offer sheet.
Oh, I definitely. I mean, you know.
We hear Marner this and Marner that, but what about Karlsson here and the Karlsson there?
Well, and Karlsson won't cost you $10 million or 11 or 12 or 13 or 15. Not even that much. You could probably do 7 to 7.5, and I think you'd stand a good chance of stealing him away from the Golden Knights, provided he's willing to sign for that, obviously.
Sure. Of course. So, we will see.
We shall see.
Couple of buyouts, Dion Phaneuf, but about it. Corey Perry popping cherries, and Andrew McDonald. I don't have a funny gag for this. Surprised? Not surprised?
No, not surprised at all. There was no trade market for those guys. I know that their teams would have preferred to try and trade their contracts, but there was just no market for them. So they had no choice. They had no choice but to buy them out. And, you know, McDonald didn't have a no movement clause, so he had to go through unconditional waivers. Phaneuf and Perry did. Of course, no movement means they cannot be placed on waivers. So just automatic, you're bought out, you know? Mm. So both of them will become unrestricted free agents, along with McDonald. Of the three, I think that Perry and McDonald probably stand, will probably end up getting signed this summer. Phaneuf, man, I don't know. I really don't know. It's a shame to have to say that, but his stock has really fell in the last 2 years. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
He's not fleet of Phaneuf.
No. No.
I get it.
Look what you did. You broke Scotty.
Number one answer on the moon.
What a wonderful moon.
We're going to have such a better camera this time for the Pigstand Invitational than the last time we did it.
Yeah, the GoPro is going to be great.
I'm looking forward to it. I am. The more I think about it, the more I'm looking forward to this. Not that I wasn't looking forward to it.
You have to buy your own bowling shoes, though. Make sure you do that.
Really?
Well, it's a lot easier.
It's a lot cheaper.
It's actually cheaper than renting them at every place we go.
Yeah. Well, that'll give me an excuse then to be able to go bowling up here, you know?
Yeah.
Which I can. I love bowling. We do duck pin up here. I love it. But we only seem to go whenever there's like, oh, there's a thing going on. When my wife will say, oh, there's a get together at work and they're going bowling. Great. Okay. How much do bowling shoes cost?
I found mine on eBay for like $20.
Yeah,
sweet.
They're not terribly expensive.
Okay.
And mine have like felt bottoms. I think Mark's are Velcro.
Mine are definitely Velcro.
Shoot me a reminder next year that I have to buy my own bowling shoes.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to. But if we're playing at 10 bowling alleys and it's like $2 to rent shoes each one.
We are doing that. We're going to hit as many of them as we can until our friggin' arms fall off.
Yeah. Well, first time we played 9, right?
Yeah, we did 9. So this time.
And then I swore for 3 days.
Yeah, and one of them closed up, and then there's another one allegedly that opened in the old Glen Burnie Mall space. So who's to say? Anne Arundel County be crazy, though. I don't know what that meant. Are you shocked? First off, Elias Pettersson, Calder Trophy winner.
No surprise that they're well-deserved. Well-deserved. No offense to Jordan Binnington, but I'm sorry. You should not get the Calder Trophy based on a half season of work. I'm sorry. No.
Yeah. Okay.
Plus, when you own your own stats, I mean, right. You have to be able to win, right?
Exactly.
Besides, I don't think he's too bent out of shape about it. Yeah. Who had more fun during the Stanley Cup parade than Jordan Binnington?
Alex Ovechkin last year.
Relatively sober.
Last year.
I watched a lot of it, and I think the best thing from all of the Blues parade was somebody posted on Twitter, this is literally the Blues season in like 12 seconds. Like, everybody's like on top of one of the floats. Buses, etc. They like slam on the brakes and somebody just like falls over. I think it was Tarasenko. Just like falls over and is laying there, gets up and chugs 2 beers.
By the way, I just want to say this. The last year, no Capitals puked all over themselves.
Looking
at you, Zach Sanford.
Well, he is a Capital.
Capitals puke all over themselves.
That's not good.
Not great. Not a good look.
No, not a good look. And I really think somebody needs to stage an intervention with Brett Hull. Because he was I think he was hammered throughout the entire Stanley Cup playoffs the Stanley Cup final anyway. And, oy, that rendition of Gloria. Oy.
Hey,
oy.
You know, listen, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Let's not kid ourselves here.
Yeah. Well, at least he's not, you know, praising Nazis for their for having good genetic plans. So
give it time. Give it time. give it a couple more weeks.
Oh man,
weeks.
Yeah, I'm trying to extend it out a little bit for him. Are you surprised that the Canes are doubtful about re-signing both their goalies?
That did surprise me. Well, I don't say they're doubtful. They want to sign them, but it's becoming more problematic. I think Don Waddell was hoping to have at least one of them under contract by now. And, you know, now we're going to start getting closer to that interview period. And, you know, I think they're probably just going to at least talk to other teams and see what's out there and then circle back to the Hurricanes and say, okay, this is what Team A is willing to give me, and this is what Team B is willing to give me. So can you match it or beat it? You know, and I think we'll go from there.
And they do have a good prospect who won the Calder Cup, as well as the best goaltender in Alex Nedeljkovic.
Yeah, ask Eric Sparks how well that works.
Yeah, but this isn't the Leafs. It's not the pressure cooker. It's not the pressure cooker that is Toronto, though.
True. I will grant you that. Boy, I feel bad for Garrett Sparks, though. That's too bad. But
yeah.
But see the Garrett Sparks thing. Honest to God, that is yet another reason why I have my doubts that, you know, Kyle Dubas is this boy wonder that they're making him out to be. The Tavares contract signing was the first big doubt in my mind.
It's like, hey, wait a minute. What's this?
But the whole Garrett Sparks thing, and look, I understand that, yeah, Sparks was your boy last year in the AHL. He was the goalie of the year. He helped you win. He helped, you know, the Marlies win the Calder Cup last year. And I get all that. But it was like in training camp and in preseason play, you know, like Babcock was playing both those guys hard for a reason, because he was trying to show Dubas, look, McElhinney's better. I know we risk losing this kid through waivers, Sparks, but McElhinney's better. And he said, nope, we're going to give up McElhinney. We're going to stick with Sparks. And Don Waddell, you know, fucked him off the waiver wire. And Garrett Sparks, by midseason, I think it was pretty obvious that Mike Babcock had lost all confidence in Garrett Sparks.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Such is life.
Mm-hmm.
Carl Hagelin re-signing, Eric Carlson re-signing, Jordan Eberle re-signing. Your thoughts on all that?
Yeah, well, I'm interested in your guys' thoughts on the Hagelin move.
I like the Hagelin deal. Mm-hmm. I think it's decent money. I don't think it's terrible.
About a year too long in the term, you think?
Maybe, but I don't think, like, that's a contract you can move easy, though, too.
Yeah, if you had to. Well,
so
yeah.
If you have to. That's or it's a contract you can also give up for the expansion draft.
True. Very true.
That's the only thing that I said, because my friends were very happy that Carl Hagelin re-signed. He's also a Kings fan as well, though. So I was like, that's cool. It's great. And I just hope that the speed sticks around. You know, because when guys are fast, the first thing that goes are their legs.
Very true.
And that's kind of what he's made his game on, is being fast. And I say that there's probably about two more good years out of those legs.
Yep, and like I said, I think he's going to get expansion, be out there for expansion, and go from there.
Oh, very quickly, Alexander Barkov wins the Lady Bing Memorial Trophy for his first. That's his first one. This is like the third time in 4 years he was nominated, so he finally wins it. Well deserved.
Finally, he must have walked that one extra old lady across the street this year.
Yes, exactly. It's a humanitarian award that comes up later.
No, right. Hey, listen. I mean, the Lady Bing doesn't get the respect that it deserves, because, quite frankly, honestly, you look at guys who win this. These are guys who play really hard. You know, I mean, one of the best examples of that was always Pavel Datsyuk. You know. I mean, played a terrific two-way game, and you play in a strong two-way game. I mean, there's some physicality involved in there. So if you can keep your penalty minutes down while playing a strong two-way game, that's worthy of recognition in my book. Mm-hmm. But well done, Barkov. He deserves it. And hopefully he'll start getting some nods for something like the Hart or something like that down the road, because he is a fantastic player.
He is. He's very good, but he's stuck down there in that people that don't care about – that hockey writers don't really care about it, and it's kind of sad.
Well, that's why I am really hoping they can turn things around this year, that this season come, and they can get themselves a good goaltender and get themselves into the playoff race here, because they got the makings of a good team. It's just they've got to address those damn weaknesses.
Yeah. Mark, thoughts on Hagelin?
You know, I feel like I'm watching a different person play hockey than everybody else, because I was not that impressed with Carl Hagelin, to be perfectly honest with you. Yeah, he's fast. Yeah, he's a great forechecker. Yeah, he's great at penalty killing. All great qualities. But you also need to be able to score goals when you're paid that much money, and he just didn't. He was in positions and had the puck in situations that should have resulted in goals so many times in the playoffs, that resulted in nothing. And I'm sorry, paying somebody that much money to be a glorified fourth-line penalty killer. Granted, I think they did that with Jay Beagle, but or at least Beagle got that money when he left Washington. But still, I don't know. I don't feel great about it.
Fair assessment.
You know, it is what it is. I know that my opinion is the same as everyone else's.
Let's talk about this deal then, Mark. Would you rather have the Carl Hagelin deal or the San Jose Sharks signing Erik Karlsson to a $92 million extension?
That's
a no good boss.
How much do they have to pay for his groin?
That's my question.
Oh man, yeah. Listen, if this was, you know, Karlsson, you know, beyond 2 years ago before he had the heel injury, or if he just had not been hurt over the last two seasons, and I think we'd all be nodding in agreement, going, "Well, yeah, it's expensive, but he is one of the best defensemen in the league, and he's worth it." And when he is healthy, he is one of the best defensemen in the league. But oh boy, that.
So here's the breakdown, according to Chris Johnson of Sportsnet. Year one, $11 million with $11 million signing bonus.
Yep.
With a $3.5 million salary.
Ka-ching.
Year two. Yep.
Hold on. What percentage of hockey players in the NHL right now are never going to make $11 million in their whole career?
Most of them.
And he makes $11 million just for signing his name on the piece of paper.
Well, that's just year one. Year two, $10 million signing bonus with a $2 million salary. Year three, $9 million signing bonus with a $5.5 million salary. Year four, $10 million signing bonus with a $2 million salary. $1 million signing bonus and $10.5 for the next year. $1 million signing bonus and $10 million the next year after that. $5 million signing bonus in year seven with a $4 million salary, and then $6 million signing bonus with a $1.5 million in the salary. Put it all together, that's a whole lot of money there, Jimmy.
$53 million in signing bonuses, $39 million in actual salary.
This is an NFL deal in the NHL. Let's be honest here. This is your guaranteed money.
And why do I see that, again, as a loophole the league is going to want closed in the next CBA?
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. But, I mean, it seems kind of ridiculous that you can do something so simple as a signing bonus to get over. Doesn't that put him over the player percentage per team salary cap? Right?
I don't know. Does signing bonus count against? I'm always confused by that. Lyle.
Well, I know it counts against the salary.
It counts against the calorie cap, but I don't know if it counts for the percentage.
What?
The Karlsson, if the signing bonus money counts against the percentage, because isn't it like a 20, you can't be 20% more than,
yeah.
That's not 20% more.
No.
No, not close. No.
No.
Because that would be $20 million.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. So there is a certain percentage, yeah, but at the end of the day.
But how is this different from Kovalchuk's last deal that really got fucked over?
Because the Kovalchuk deal was heavily front loaded over 15 fucking years. That's why. This one is front loaded the first half, yeah, but it doesn't exceed the 50% variance. Okay, you can't be more than 50%. So it's 14 mil and something in the first year, 14.5 mil, I think, in the first season, and it's 7.5 mil in the final season. Yeah. So that's within that variance, totally fine. You know, if they had made it 20 million and 3 million, well, the league would have went, go back and try again. But
had they only waited 2 weeks and found out what the salary cap was actually going to be at, he probably would have made less money.
It's true.
Maybe. You're right. You know, that's a good point. He still would have got a lot of money, but maybe not quite as –
it might have been a mil or two less a year. A mil.
Maybe. I think it would have been, at worst, it would have probably been around the same as what Drew Doughty got, which was, you know, that was the comparable, was 8 years, 88 mil. So it probably would have been in that range, or maybe like 88 mil point five or something. $80.5 million, something like that. But yeah, I think though, to your point though, yeah, maybe it would have affected how much he got. Maybe he wouldn't have cracked $90 million on that one. But anyway, he's going to be the NHL's highest paid defenseman. So,
and to think, Ovi's still making $8 million.
Oh my God! Doesn't that deal look just more better and better as the years go by? Holy crap, man! You know, listen, hats, say what you will about George McPhee, but damn, that was a good signing. That just keeps that just keeps on giving.
It does, it really does. Wow.
It really does. Wrong. It really does.
And what was the other signing? Jordan Eberle. Good for him.
That one actually was a surprise. I have to say I was surprised because all the talk out of, you know, among the New York media was, okay, the focus is, it was all about, it was going to be, you know, well, they had signed Brock Nelson. Brock Nelson. So, but then it was, okay, the priority is Anders Lee, Robin Lehner, and most of them thought, nope, Jordan Eberle's a goner. He won't be back. He won't be back. And then boom, they turn around and re-sign Jordan Eberle for a decent deal, I might add. And they re-sign him before they re-sign Lee and Leonard. So, interesting. Interesting. But then again, Lou Lamoriello never ceases to surprise us.
No.
You know? And I tell you, though, I think just based on Robin Lehner's comments, you know, yesterday, he'll be back with the Islanders. He really, really, really wants to stay. He said, short-term, long-term, I don't care. You know, I want to stay. So I think they'll get this worked out. I don't see him going anywhere.
Wonderful. What else is in the news? Hey, everybody, guess what?
What?
Morello's purchased the Arizona Coyotes. Has been approved.
There it is.
We have a new owner. Woo! For your Arizona Coyotes.
Yes. Killing in the name of.
Yeah, exactly. Baron, that'd be great.
It didn't drag out nearly long enough for my wife.
I know. I am with you, Mark. I don't think it wasn't that great.
I mean, this needed to go at least through the draft. And
yeah.
Really, to really hit home, needed to go at least a couple weeks into free agency.
That's true. Mikhail Grabowski has been announced as retirement. Good for him.
Yep. Concussion Dallas, finished his career.
Dallas Eakins, new Anaheim head coach. Second chance for young Dallas.
Yes. He Good stepped out of the TARDIS. He looks refreshed and ready to go. I think Doctor Who will do very well there behind the bench with Anaheim.
Yeah, doing great.
Mm.
What else? You know, I don't think there was anything. Oh, one little thing. Why would you pick Jack Johnson over Olimata? Listen, that was a deal primed to be moved for a terrible contract. No, just send fucking Olimata to Chicago. What do we care? Keep Jack Johnson. He's doing great.
You can't move Jack Johnson. Don't be
can.
Okay.
Absolutely can. You can move him down the fucking river. They got several of them. They got a ton of bridges, too. Fucking toss them off one
of
them.
Yeah, Olimata had better value. Listen, they got a good, they got a good forward back in him, you know, in, Kuhn. They got a good forward back in him. You know, I was impressed with his play this year as a rookie. Good two-way, he's a good two-way forward. Yeah. So, you know, and you get a draft pick out of it as well. You know, I don't think that's a bad.
After fucking years of Jack Johnson.
4 years of that. Oh, I'm not a Penguins fan, but it's just like that. Why? First off, why'd you sign him to that deal? Second off,
because Sidney Crosby wanted him to.
Yeah, no.
Sid were buds. Well, I don't know if Sid wanted him to, but him and Sid were buds. Sid vouched for him.
Mm-hmm.
And there we are.
By the way, Sidney Crosby's still under contract for 6 more years at 8.7. That's looking like a decent deal, too.
Mm-hmm.
So long as he stays healthy.
Yep.
So.
Hey, so far so good. Boy's up for the heart, whether you like him or not. He's up for the heart again this year. I don't think he'll win it. I think it's Connor McDavid's, but still.
Oh, you're not going the Kucherov train.
Nope.
Wow, interesting.
Well, I put it this way. You know, listen, you know, Kucherov and Crosby, obviously, great players. But they're playing on teams that if they got hurt, their teams could carry on without them. Their teams have the depth and talent to carry on. Okay? The Oilers lose Connor McDavid, they're screwed. I mean, screwed more than they already are. Connor McDavid at least gives them a fighting chance to win every night. Okay? Without him, I'm sorry, all due respect to Leon Draisaitl, who's a superstar in his own right, but he ain't carrying the team the way that Connor McDavid carries that team.
Mm-hmm.
And it is most valuable player. That's the misnomer. It's not the league's most valuable player. It is most valuable player to his team. And that is Connor McDavid in my book. Without him, I mean, the stats speak for themselves. You look at their offensive stats when McDavid is on the ice compared to when he's not on the ice. And oh my God. I mean, it is just night and day. So yeah, you know, without McDavid, Oilers are screwed. Without Crosby, you know, the Penguins have the talent they could muddle through, right? Without Kucherov, the Lightning have the talent they could get through. Without McDavid, Oilers are screwed. So McDavid gets my vote.
You know what? You're not wrong, Lyle. You're not wrong on that, because the playoff run they made this year. The one last year. Wait, hold on a minute.
Playoff run don't mean shit. Connor McDavid at least gives them a chance, a fighting chance. Again, most valuable player.
If I buy a lottery ticket, that gives me a chance to win the big jackpot. Doesn't mean shit.
His team. Who is more valuable to his team? Connor McDavid with the Oilers, Sidney Crosby with the Penguins, or Nikita Kucherov with Tampa Bay? Again, Tampa Bay and Pittsburgh, two teams loaded with talent. Edmonton has McDavid, Draisaitl, and that's pretty much it.
Agree to disagree on that one.
Okay. I'm right. Thank you.
See, I'm not, no, because Connor McDavid
agree
is...
Agree to disagree means I've won. Thank you.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily means I've won. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump joining us on the line. The Donald Trump of trade rumors, Lyle Richardson, joins us.
So many rumors. So many. Biggest rumors. The best rumors. Absolutely the best.
There you go. that's something there. God, what else? Trade block. Yeah, who's on the trade block, Lyle? Who do we got still left available for trade in this, Jesus. Hey, we don't know what the salary cap is, draft of 2019?
Well, like I said, we've got quite a few guys out there. You know, I mean, well, I mentioned Nick Ehlers earlier. You know, starting to hear Rasmus Ristolainen's name coming up. Of course, the Leafs are trying to move Patty Marleau and Nikita Zaitsev. I know.
Gee, I wonder who said that was probably going to be a bad time.
But I got to tell you something. There is some people in Toronto who are starting to get worried about what's going to happen with Mitch Marner. I mean, I'm talking.
Yeah, they're starting to get worried.
I'm talking diehard Leafs fans who are starting to think, I got a feeling that I'm going to be watching the draft. This will be the draft that I see Mitch Marner get traded. They're that scared right now in Toronto. Not everybody, but it's happening. No less than Steve Dangle, the biggest Toronto super fan there is.
He wrote a book about it.
Exactly. You know, and can I say, angry and sad Steve Dangle when he does his Leaf fan reactions is far more entertaining than happy Steve Dangle. Cause you know, when he's happy, everything in Leafs land is sunshine, lollipops, and da-da-da-da. When he gets angry, he goes off and it's fantastic. Very entertaining. But he tweeted today, you know, cause he's going to be in Vancouver. He's going to be at the draft and he's just going to like, why do I have a feeling I'm going to be at the draft, that Mitch Marner gets traded? You know? And, you know, when he starts saying that, you got to wonder, like, what are the Leafs going to do? We talked about this before. They painted themselves into a corner. So that would be the shocker of the draft. God knows we'll talk about this for years if it happens, you know? But yeah, some Leafs fans are getting scared.
I think about just give me a second. The term painted yourself in a corner. I get the point, right? You're painting and you can't walk out of the situation that you're in because of the wet paint. But who's painting the floor?
You are.
Corner. But why are you painting the floor? Who paints floors?
You've never painted the floor?
He's got, you know what, he's been only in houses in like 2 years apiece. Like, he can't fucking stay in one spot.
That's true. How many serious home renovations have you done,
he's
Mark?
The fucking Mike Sillinger of homeowners.
Instead of painting floors, Mark just gets a new house.
That's it. This floor is shit. Brittany, we're moving! I was saying after you signed off there last week, how much have you moved? And we sat down and broke it down. It was like every 2 or 3 years for you. And I, oh my God, you moved as much as I did when I was in my military career.
Yeah, that's
same
true.
Thing. Holy crap, that's man.
True. Yep. I mean, I'll do the math while you guys keep going. Yeah.
Just let me ask this question. Is this house now your forever house? Is this the one?
No.
The one
for now, yeah.
Deep now, and
it's until he needs to move farther south.
Oh,
right, exactly. until you know what, Lila, it's the road to Richmond for Mark with a C.
until Hunter starts talking with a southern accent, that's how far south we can go.
Oh, are you really? You're really close to Richmond. We can go watch the Roval.
Yeah,
that's Charlotte.
What? I have to go farther south?
Yeah, no, you gotta go further.
Well, I mean, Dan Clemson's down there, right? I can go watch the Roval in person.
Perfect. See? You'd be our man in the end of the draft. I gotta tape that after this. I forgot about that. Cause I will be drunk in Vancouver tomorrow.
Oh, it's tomorrow?
Yeah.
The Roval is?
No, the Roval's not until October.
Oh, thank God.
I'm saying I gotta do
draft tomorrow.
I'm at the draft tomorrow. I do a show with Wilson.
Thank God.
Yeah. You gotta get drunk tomorrow because you're not gonna have time to do it on Friday.
No.
So it's almost too bad with the Leafs. It's almost like no one told them, you know, if you sign John Tavares, you might have these issues next summer.
No, it's not like anybody foresaw any of that at all.
Damn. You know what? It's almost like some of their analytics just had a decimal point in the wrong spot.
I tell you though, don't bring up the fact. Don't remind them. Don't even mention that John Tavares is signing has handcuffed them this year. Because I did that a week ago, and I get Leafs fans just shitting on me left, right, and center.
As soon as Marner gets traded, my tweet from last year is coming back up.
This was the best contract in Leafs history, and you say it's a bad deal. And all I think is, so when did he start playing defense? How did he improve your defense? Yeah, great contract. How'd things turn out this year in the playoffs? Oh, same result. Well, shit.
But it's unfair. You shouldn't play out of your division.
Yeah, whatever you do, don't. Not, and again, it's not all Leafs fans. I have friends who are Leafs fans who, when I met Dion, they said, yeah, I read that. And I'm like, yeah, and they're like, can't argue with you. And I'm like, big glaring hole on your blue line. Yay, let's fix it by signing another scoring center. That'll fix the problem.
Here's a life wrap.
Exactly.
Oh, God. Whee! Who else was I going to say, too, when you're talking about guys? Oh, there's, suggestions that maybe the Bruins might want to consider moving Torrey Krug for a scoring winger for David Krejci's line, because they've been looking for that scoring winner for Krejci's line for the last 2 years. But I don't know how keen they are to move Krug. I know he's a year away from free agency, but, man, he had a great year this year. And he was a beast for them in the playoffs this season. I was very impressed with his performance. So I don't know if they're that keen to go that far, but it's out there. It's being floated around. It's right now. It's just more, you know, Boston pundits, you know, floating it. You know, what about Torrey Krug? Let's throw Cougar out there. What about Torrey Krug?
By the way, a new movie is coming out. A medical examiner conducting autopsy on victims of a horrible car crash imagines how they may have lived their lives. Stories in the anthology include Legends of the People's Demon, Rope-a-Dope, Inside the Room, and LJ's Finest Hour. It comes out soon. Barry J. Gillis is the director and writer. And stars Corey Feldman and Brett the Hitman Hart.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
You had me on the premise. The premise sounded interesting until you told me who was starring in it. No offense to Brett the Hitman, but...
But all offense to Corey Feldman.
Yep. It was filmed at Edmonton,
well,
Alberta, Canada.
Of course it was.
Yeah, because he's not allowed out of the country.
Right, exactly. So, there you go. That popped up on my feed, too.
Kucherov wins the Ted Lindsay Award, so the players think he's the most valuable player to his team.
Oh.
Yeah.
There you go. Well done. Well done him.
All right. Let's stop.
All right. Enough of this shit.
Elaborate. Enough of this shit. Drop. Jimmy. Enough of it. It's time for our haha fuck you. And it's interesting.
Oh.
It's interesting that we're talking about the likes of Corey Perry. Enough.
Ooh.
Andrew McDonald.
Uh-oh. Where's he going with this?
In the 2013-14 season, there was a thing called a compliance buyout period.
Oh, yes.
Uh-oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have compliance buyouts from 2013 until 2014.
Oh, wow.
Starting January 15th, 2013, wow. And ending June 30th, 2014.
Wow. Oh, man.
A five-year remix.
Oh, my God.
There are 28 players on the board.
Wow. Oh, my God.
This is going to be the hardest one yet.
Oh, this is going to hurt.
We'll start with Mark with a C.
Oh.
Nope. Mark says, I'll take it.
Johnny, you're really the same messed person up. Anyway.
Really mess up Sean Leahy.
All right.
Damn. Compliance buyout, huh? Alexei Yashin?
Sorry, no Alexei Yashin.
Hmm.
Lyle.
Okay. There's one I think I know for sure because it was Montreal. Scott Gomez.
Gomer on the board, and he was the accelerated compliance buyout.
Yeah.
He was the first to be bought out.
They couldn't wait to get him out of there.
Before ink was dried on the paper, they said, get out of here.
But wasn't there also a random rule where there was like only one per team?
There was a couple, you were allowed two per team.
Two.
Yeah. Only 26 teams used their compliance buyouts, and two of them used extra buyouts. Three of them used extra buyouts. I apologize.
Wow. Fuck. This is not going to be easy at all.
It's
oh
not
going to
be easy.
Oh my God.
Mark, compliance buyouts 2013 into 2014. Who you got?
Man.
I just got a call from my phone friend who told me to just say Wade Redden.
Bored.
Nice.
Another accelerated.
Bada boom, bada boom.
AJ
said
Wade Redden as well.
Oh, there we go. So
there you go.
On the same page. Like it. Back to John.
I'm going to go with Hal Gill.
Sorry.
Damn.
Sorry. I like that idea, though. I like where you're going with the USS Hal Gill.
Thank you.
USS Hal Gill.
Lyle.
Oh, God.
I mean, he has the turning radius of a tanker. And he hit like one, too.
It's true. Old Ironsides, they called him. Old Ironsides.
Chris Drury?
Sorry. Sorry, no Drury.
No Drury.
Just because Gomez got signed, got bought out doesn't mean Drury had to as well.
Mac?
This is not easy. Oh, God.
Darian Hatcher?
Sorry, though. I liked where you're going with that one, too. He was actually one of the guys I think got buried in Phoenix, where they just sent his contract to the Coyotes, and they're like, here, you take this now.
It's the Chris Pronger method?
Yeah. Mm. Exactly. Just take it. We don't want it. To John.
You know what was interesting was I was going to say Chris Pronger.
Is that your answer?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, no. Sorry. Lyle, to you again.
Jesus.
If I get one of these, I'm ending the show.
Right, perfect.
Cold ending.
Just clicking stop broadcast and we'll be talking to ourselves.
Was it Joe Bloggins on the board? Deep.
Exactly.
Fade to black. Oh,
leave it.
Perfect.
Oh, God.
Then we'll come back with younger versions of ourselves and redo the whole thing over again.
Oh, Jesus. I know this is wrong, but this name is in my head. Rick DiPietro.
Bored, Rick DiPietro.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay.
Damn it. He wasn't injured.
Wow.
Or was he?
Okay.
Yeah, so he's on the board there.
Oh, he was the Islander.
Yep. To Mark.
Darn it, I should have remembered that.
I'm going to go with Jonathan. Check it, check it, check it, check it. Choo
choo. Oh, that is on the nothing. No, not
oh, I would have thought that was a good one.
That was a good thought, though.
No, but that time he was on 1 year deals. I'm sure. To Johnny.
It was a good thought.
THOT. Thought.
I still have like no one really, to be honest.
God.
I'm gonna go with, Mike Recchi.
I don't think that's a person.
As a creator, Dave.
As a creator.
Create a player.
Create a player. Mark Recchi, no, sir.
Okay.
Talio.
Or Mike Ricci.
Nope, neither him. They were both out of the league by then. Remember the draft this Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern, which means I'll be out of there out of the Rogers Arena by 8 o'clock local time or 8:30 local time. Night's still young.
Yeah. Olli Jokinen?
Olli Jokinen? Not on this board. Hmm.
Shit.
Mark?
I just had someone in my brain that I wanted to say. And then they're not in my brain anymore.
Please describe him.
You know, Ottawa Senator, block shots.
You know, that guy, block shots.
Dang it. You and your draft advertising.
Hey, drafts in Montreal next year, Mark.
you and the live reads.
Want to replay some good times with pictures of rum and coke?
Yes, absolutely.
Why wouldn't you?
Oh my.
Let's see. I'm gonna go with God. I had that makes me angry that I had a person and now I don't have a person. Oh, I remember the person. Did Mark Savard get bought out this year?
Ooh.
He did not. No.
Ah.
Good guess though. I like that one.
Oh, right. By the way, Mark Giordano won the Norris Trophy.
Hooray.
Great. Yeah, good for him.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah.
Johnny.
Eddie would like to go with Claude Lemieux.
No. I like the throwbacks, though. I'm glad that he's back in this game.
Throwbacks. He loves the throwback.
Loves them.
The throwbacks.
Who do I got? Who do I got?
Fuck. Oh, sorry.
Adam Jesus. Fight.
No,
this
sir.
Is hard, man. Like
no one Adam Foote. To Lyle.
And you would think that we talked about this for like a year.
Oh, yeah. I know, right? Yeah.
This was just after the work stoppage of 2015, so we knew what we had in front of us.
Fuck. This is Oh. Why you have to be so mad? Ilya Bryzgalov.
There it is.
Yeah.
Briz
with the
on the
Flyers.
Board.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, there it is.
Oh, man. I hurt my brain thinking about that.
All right. It's okay. Let's go to Mark now.
And I'm all out of beer.
Oh, that's a shame.
Oh.
Don't cry because it's over. Be happy that it never occurred.
Yes.
I'm going to a fortune cookie that I have in front of me.
You steal other people's bits.
Look at that. Look at that.
It's an homage.
Okay, PTI.
18-25, 18-41, 33-34.
I don't know if any of those will help you.
No. I'm going to go with Keith Kachuk.
Sorry. I like what you went there. Why wasn't he at the parade eating ribs?
He was at the parade.
Why wasn't he afloat?
He could have. Yeah, he could have been a balloon.
He's just getting there now.
Yeah. There it is.
My God, some play.
Johnny.
Some players really let themselves go, though. Holy God,
really, I kind of do.
I would like to bring up Sean Avery.
You can bring him up. It's not on this list, but you can bring him up.
Oh, I nearly brought up. Miles. Nearly brought up a Sean Avery.
Yeah. Keep it in. Keep it in.
I'm better now.
There we go.
What about who would have been a shitty Leafs defenseman at that time?
All of them.
Darn.
Oddly enough, there is one on this list.
I figured as much. It would have been, I don't remember who that would have been though. Cause I mean, the only one I remember is the Yanfinov. This is awful.
I know, isn't it? You may have, though, inadvertently given me one, though.
I knew there was one out there, but I had no idea who it is.
First day of summer on Friday.
Yeah.
Longest day of the year on Friday, and the drafts is then. Figure it out.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to go with, so AJ is going with Vincent LeCavalier.
Maud!
Oh!
Wow. And all of a sudden, Brad Richards just popped into my head, so I don't know if that's right as well.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Bud!
No!
End the show! End it! Nice. And the damn show!
That's it.
Fade
to black.
Right now.
Fade to black. We're done.
Chris wants a Nick Leddy drop.
Oh.
Game's over.
We still have stuff.
Okay. No, well, can I say the one I'm going
to
say? That
yeah, we don't want to. We don't need to just end the show. It's fine. We just won't play music with the
okay.
end the show.
But I'm going to say, though, Johnny, you gave me an idea as soon as you said who were Toronto's defense, and that got me thinking Mike Komisarek.
Ford.
Yes.
Wow.
Hey,
the only Leafs defenseman that I can remember outside of Dion Phaneuf was Bob Rouse, and I figured that was long ago.
Yeah, he was out of.
But somehow they were still paying him. They're not good with money.
Okay,
Mark.
Good luck here. Oh, okay. Okay.
Was Brian Boucher ever bought out?
Not to my knowledge, no.
That's my guess then, Brian Boucher.
All right, last call for alcohol on this one. Run one more time around the horn. Johnny.
I'm going to go with Steve Mason.
Ooh, no sir, but I like where you're going with that. Lyle?
Leland Irving.
Shut up.
I already gave you one, Lyle. Damn
it. Yeah, I know. And I am appreciative. Oh, fuck. I can't think of anybody here now. Yeah, you know.
This is going to be a great list.
Yeah, you know. Like, all I can think of now is this Greg and Mark with, you know, I'm trying to think of a guy. What's his name? You know, the guy. Block shots, Ottawa. Oh, fuck it. Volchenkov.
Bored.
Fuck off. Get out of here.
New Jersey Devils, but he was the last compliance buyout of this session.
This is a stab in the dark, man. I had nobody. Honest to God, I couldn't think of
the New Jersey Devils bought him out June 30th, 2014.
Wow. That was a callback.
I tell you, I'm glad that we're in this now, though. I am done. Maybe I don't know. Mike Sillinger? Jesus. I know he was out of the league before then, so that's okay.
He bought himself out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, man. That was not easy.
No.
Jesus.
Mark still got one more.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mark. Go ahead. Sorry, man.
Well, how can I follow that up?
God.
I'm getting another one
Alexei
right.
Alexei Jidnik.
Why not?
No, sir. Sorry.
It was worth a shot in the dark. That's what I did.
All right.
I would like to have Sergei Kostitsyn.
Oh, no, sir.
All right.
All right. Here's the list in alphabetical order.
Okay.
Keith Ballard from the Canucks.
He had a great curveball.
Edmonton Oilers, Eric Bélanger.
Huh.
Canucks again with David Booth.
Okay. Wow.
Daniel Briere.
Oh.
Brizgalov. Detroit, Carlo Koliakovo.
Okay.
DiPietro, Christian Ehrhoff for the Sabres. Tom Gilbert for the Wild. Gomez, the guy who just ended his career this week, Mikhail Grabowski.
Oh, Grabo. Wow.
Martin Havlat from the Sharks. Johan Hedberg from the Devils, because why wouldn't you want to buy out a backup goalie? Ed Jovanovski for the Panthers. Thomas Kamerle from the Montreal Canadiens.
Oh, okay.
Komisarek, LeCavier were mentioned. Ville Leino for the Sabres.
Oh, right. He had that awful contract. Yeah.
Riding with Private Ryan Malone from the Lightning.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan Malone.
Steve Matador, rest in peace, from the Blackhawks. Mm. Shane O'Brien from the Calgary Flames. Rostislav Olesh from the Chicago Blackhawks.
Olesh.
We
Too
mentioned
many concussions, yeah.
Mentioned Redden, mentioned Richards. Aaron Rome, if you want to, from the Dallas Stars.
Roam around the world.
Jeff Schultz from the Washington Capitals.
Jeff Schultz. There you go. I'm surprised you guys didn't get a hop on
See,
the Capitals train.
See, that allowed him to win a Stanley Cup in L.A.
It's true.
I'm surprised you guys didn't jump on that, though.
Yeah. I kind of forgot about Jeff Schultz.
Yeah, I got to black that out of my memory.
Jordan Tutu of the Red Wings. And, of course, Anton Volchenkov of the New Jersey Devils.
I said Jonathan Chichu. I meant Jordan Tutu.
That's fucking racist.
Wait a minute. Is this a Me Too as well?
What?
Me Too moment.
Hashtag Me Too.
Hashtag Me Too with Chichu and Tutu. And I'll look at it.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
We're not adding any extra to the show.
Yeah, no. Lyle, enjoy your time in the draft area.
Will we be doing a post-draft on Saturday?
I will let you know.
All right, bud.
We're gonna figure this out and figure schedule. If not, just you and I will hop on. We'll do a thing. It'll be great.
No worries, man. You know I'm there. I'm there for my boys. Absolutely, I'll be there with you in spirit too in Vancouver, my friend.
There you go. Love it. You will be there.
I have a studio in my basement. I can be on whenever you want.
That's true. We can.
Awesome.
There we go.
Okay. Shoot me the times, and we'll work it out.
Sounds good. All right, buddy.
Have two more weeks of Google Hangouts, apparently.
Allegedly.
Yeah, but that other YouTube tool looks pretty sweet.
You're a YouTube tool.
Very true. Not denying that.
YouTube got bought out in 2013-14 as well.
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right, guys.
Bye, Lyle. It's funny. Mark is the actual YouTube tool, considering he was the one who got us into the Hangouts in the first place.
He was. Like, Mark's on the cutting edge of YouTube every time.
He still
can't monetize the show.
I know. Johnny, shout outs.
I'll give a shout out to Scotty heading to the draft. Say hi to friends. Send text messages and such. I mean, you can send them at any time. I won't be awake.
But
just send them. It's fine. Buy Leahy a Grey Goose and Sprite, and make sure that there's a lime in it. I give a shout out to Mark. Congratulations on not being in your house while it's being packed up to move. Congratulations on the new house. It was fun watching Hudson play soccer. And I'm glad that we talked to Leahy for a bit. I feel like I'm missing out on the yearly powwow, but
I think this is going to be very low key.
I don't think that I could fly 3,000 miles to England, come back, and 2 weeks later fly 3,000 miles to Vancouver.
But think of your miles. Think of that double diamond status.
Think of my body.
Yeah, that's true too. Fair enough.
Yes. So have fun this weekend. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. If you find strippers, make sure you have root beer.
That's not until next year. We have to do the stripper. Oh, that's right. Club Super Sex is closed down. We can't do that in Montreal anymore.
No, strippers and root beer was definitely Vancouver.
That's right. No, it was hookers and root beer.
Hookers and root beer. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, we found the root beer.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we found the hookers one night too. Oh. So it's a great time. Mark?
Yeah, I'll give a shout out to John for and the rest of the family for coming down to Sterling for Father's Day to celebrate Father's Day. That was fun. Shout out to the craziest 2 months of my life being over shortly after we move and sell our current place. Hopefully it'll be a little less crazy. But looking forward to new house, new studio. I don't know where the computer's going yet in this new place, so there's a chance that I may have studios. What do we claim to be on? 16 and 17 and 18? There may be like three different studios over the course of the next 3 months, depending on where we figure out to use.
Mark's going to have a closet.
The desk goes. Yeah. I'm going to be like that, like Milton in Office Space. Going to be down in the basement somewhere.
Perfect. Love it.
I think that's all I got. I'm tired.
All right, buddy. I'd give a shout out to all the fathers out there. Word up. Shout out to the Dufferin. I'm not going to be staying there, but it's always there in spirit. Yeah, shout out to the GoPro. It's going to be fun trying to use this. Maybe I'll be a YouTube star sooner or later. We can only hope, right? Anyway. Oh, that's it. That's all. I got to go pack and get a flight done. And maybe we'll see you guys. Hey, maybe this will be a Patreon-only show or a Patreon premiere show. So how about you go hit up that Patreon? If you give any money, will you be able to get the draft show premiere from Vancouver? We'll put that link up ASAP after we're done with it, and away we go. So maybe. Patreon.com/FaceoffHockeyShow. Get to that 100. We'll do stuff after the show. How about that?
Whoa.
Speak
for yourself.
Exactly. I'll do stuff after the show. possible Patonzo run-ins or stay-ins.
Yeah, I mean, I should still be awake. Mark won't be able to.
Yeah, no, Mark. Mark's going to have to prepare for another move.
You got to be careful about what stuff you're doing.
That's sure. That's fair enough. Fair point. All right, that's it. That's all. For Johnny P. Mark of the CM, Scotty Waz, take care of yourself and someone else. Has been Face Off Hockey Show on faceoffhockeyshow.com, which is technically part of Blog Talk Radio, but could be part of Stitcher. I don't know anymore. Just subscribe at iTunes. Get us some things, and we'll do some things. Facebook.com/FOHS Radio, Twitter.com/FOHS Radio, and like I said, Patreon.com/FaceOffHockeyShow. We'll do a premiere of the draft show there, and in a couple weeks, when we don't feel like doing a show, we'll just put it on the iTunes. How's about that? But you get that first look, that first sweet look of all the jokes that we're going to have right off the hop. Huh? All right, let's get out of here. Bye, everybody.